Investment flash.
Tech stocks are levitating. Nvidia up 4.5%, the sector at an all-time high. And Goldman Sachs says this up crash pattern has only happened 4 times in history. That's not a bug, buddy. That's a feature. We're diving in right now on Investment Flash.
Good morning. It's Friday, the 15th of May, New York edition. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. Markets are defying a lot of conventional wisdom today, so let's get into it.
First up, the U.S. tech momentum trade. Goldman Sachs dropped a note calling the current rally an upcrash. It's when volatility rises alongside prices, breaking the usual negative correlation. They've only seen it 4 times, and each time it signaled more gains. The tech sector ETF just hit a fresh record, up 1.5% today. Nvidia surged 4.4% pre-earnings. I mean, come on, it's classic momentum compression.
Yeah, look, an up crash. That's a fancy way of saying the market's front-running AI earnings again. The thing is, the forward PE on tech is high, and we're at all-time highs. I'm not saying it can't run further, but historically, stretched valuations eventually matter. To be fair, Nvidia at 20.7 times forward isn't insane, but the sector as a whole, it's priced for perfection.
Tom, mon trésor, you're chasing a 50 times multiple again, no? But seriously, this up crash idea is intriguing. It's not a blow-off top, it's sustained momentum. The question is whether the bond market lets it continue.
That's exactly my point, Marie. The tech sector is defying the spike in yields. The 10-year hit a 12-month high today, and yet here we are. It's the AI capex wave, and it's real. Remember when Gerald said semis were cooked in Q2? Look at Nvidia now.
Look, mate, I'm not saying it's cooked. I'm just saying the risk-reward at these levels is getting dicey. You're buying momentum, not value. And when the music stops...
But when does it stop, Gerald? The data says it's not stopping now. Goldman's pattern says more upside. I'm not fading this.
All right, boys, focus. Meanwhile, across the pond, UK equities are getting smacked. The FT ran 2 pieces today, Westminster chaos and the debt cage. Business confidence is tanking and the gilt market is flexing its muscles. EWE down 0.6%, 5% below its highs. This is a political discount you can't ignore.
Honestly, the UK is a mess. Leadership uncertainty, fiscal constraints, and a bond market that's basically setting policy. The FT's right. It's a debt cage. I've been saying for weeks, the UK is uninvestable for now. Sell EWU.
One country's pain is another's buying opportunity. But I'm with Gerald here. The headlines are toxic. No way I'm touching UK right now.
And then we have India. 3 sources confirmed the first fuel price hike in 4 years, thanks to the Iran war pushing crude higher. India is down 3% this week, 14% from its high. Consumer pain, inflation fears, this is a classic EM squeeze.
Yeah, and the state refiner IOC is down 4.1% today, despite margins possibly improving. It's cheap at 5.2 times earnings, but the political risk from price caps makes it a hold at best. The sell on Indian equities, though, is clear.
For real, when fuel prices spike in India, it's a direct hit to consumption. That's a sell signal baked in.
Absolutely. Now let's pivot to a bright spot, Stellantis. The WSJ and FT both report a $1.17 billion joint venture with Dongfeng to make Peugeot and Jeep EVs in China. Finally, a manufacturing foothold in the world's largest EV market. Stock up 3.2% today, and the price to book is a ridiculously low 0.35. It's deeply undervalued, and this catalyst is real.
I love it, Marie. Stellantis is a value play with a growth kicker. And the loser here is NIO. Shares down 4.4% on this news. More competition from a global player with local production? No thanks.
To be fair, NIO's forward PE of negative 313 says it all. That's not a stock, it's a hope. Stellantis, on the other hand, is a steal. I almost never say that about an auto stock, but here we are.
Gérald, chérie, you flatter yourself thinking the bond market cares, but I'm glad you're on board with Stellantis.
Marie, you know I'm a sucker for a good price to book.
All right, airlines. The FT says it could be time to bet on airlines, and they're calling out EasyJet explicitly. Trading at an enterprise value of 4x operating profit versus 9x in 2019, near its 52-week low. That's deep value. Ryanair and IAG also look cheap. IAG at a PE of 5.9, it's unloved and mispriced.
Look, mate, I'm suspicious of airlines in general. Capital-intensive, cyclical, and prone to disaster. But the valuation on EasyJet is compelling. The FT's call is hard to ignore. If travel demand holds, there's upside.
I'll play contrarian here. Regulatory overhang in Europe with emissions targets could cap upside. But for a trade, not an investment, maybe it works. Voilà.
Fair enough. Now, France is having a La Total bashing moment, says the FT. Windfall tax calls on Total Energies after profits jumped from the Iran war. The stock is up 37.5% year-to-date, near a 52-week high. Political risk isn't priced in. Sell Total Energies, and maybe even French equities broadly.
Écoute, I'm French. This is a classic. The government sees profits and they want a piece. The windfall tax threat is real, and sentiment on French stocks could sour. EWQ is already 7% below its high. I take profits here.
Yeah, and it's not just France, it's a precedent. If energy companies keep printing money, populist pressure builds. Total Energies is a sell on the political overhang alone.
Crypto cross-currents. CoinDesk highlights two forces. Regulatory tailwind from the Clarity Act passing a Senate panel, pushing XRP and Doge up 5%. But the yield headwind from Treasuries at 12-month highs is historically a drag on Bitcoin and gold. It's a tug of war. Watch Bitcoin, stuck below its 200-day moving average despite the good news.
Honestly, crypto is uninvestable until the macro resolves. Rising real yields kill the store of value narrative. I'm watching from the sidelines.
But the regulatory clarity is huge, no? It could pave the way for institutional flows. I'd say watch, don't trade yet. The next Fed meeting will probably decide which force wins.
Speaking of macro, MarketWatch has a contrarian sell signal on the S&P 500. They say even strong NVIDIA earnings won't rescue the broader market. The S&P is at an all-time high, but breadth is deteriorating. It's a high-risk short, but the signal is worth noting. Hold NVIDIA, but maybe hedge with a small short on SPY.
I like the sound of that. A narrow market, over-concentrated. The equal weight S&P is up only 5.6% year-to-date versus 9.5% for the market cap version. That's a big gap. If the mega caps stumble, the index falls.
And the FT actually makes the bull case for that. Extreme concentration means the rest of the market has room to run. IWM is up 14.3% year-to-date, and the equal weight RSP has catch-up potential. So maybe the trade is long small caps in equal weight, not short the S&P.
Right, but the sell signal on SPY can coexist with a rotation. If you think the market broadens out, you buy IWM and RSP. If you think the top falls off, you short SPY or buy some puts. I'm leaning toward the rotation trade. The valuation gap is too wide.
And let's not forget the convergence we're seeing. Multiple sources on UK fiscal risk, India fuel hikes, Stellantis JV. When three publishers agree, it's a strong signal. The UK story is particularly powerful. Political chaos meets market discipline. That's a sell.
And the R-view synthesis really ties it together. We've got selective defiance, tech rallying into yield spikes, while the rest of the world feels the pain. The dispersion opening up is huge. SPY at highs, RSP trailing. That's the trade. Fade the consensus, favor laggards. And watch the bond market. If the Fed pivots, the yield headwind could vanish overnight.
Yeah, the short duration trade is crowded. A dovish Powell or a risk-off event could trigger a violent bond rally. That would unsuppress gold and crypto. The bear case for tech is that it's a momentum trap built on AI capex hope, not earnings reality. NVIDIA's earnings tonight are a catalyst either way.
And one thing missing from today's coverage, oil supply chain beyond India. The Iran conflict is driving crude prices, but no major oil sector report today. The windfall tax talk in France hints at the political backlash, but the energy sector is up 27% year-to-date. If Iran escalates, oil spikes, and the rate narrative gets more complicated.
So, to sum up, buy U.S. tech on momentum, but have an exit plan. Sell U.K. and India, buy Stellantis and maybe airlines as a deep value play. Sell Total Energies on political risk. Watch crypto and consider the rotation into small caps and equal weight. It's a market of dispersion, not direction.
And as always, none of this is investment advice. Markets change, opinions shift, and your capital is your own responsibility.
Exactly. It was a lively one today, boys. Tom, your enthusiasm is always infectious. And Gerald, you keep us honest. See you Monday morning.
Back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everyone. Investment Flash.